This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports winter wheat in South Dakota remains in good condition. The USDA says 62% of the crop is rated in fair condition. Only 16% is rated poor to very poor. Reed Christofferson is the executive director of the South Dakota Wheat Commission. He says this news is promising, but he cautions the state has not yet seen any of the winter wheat crop reach an excellent rating this year.
The assessment that was released by the USDA NAS office yesterday shows the majority of our wheat in that fair to good condition, with 84% of the crop represented. We're still kind of waiting to see the transition from winter through exit of dormancy and the spring green up, and look forward to some warm weather and some sunshine and a successful transition.
Christofferson says wheat crop conditions are difficult to predict. He says there are many factors that play into the overall quality.
Much of it has to do with the fall planting conditions, when that wheat goes in, what it gets for good fall moisture, initial growth, and then what it has for a wintering condition, snow cover, that prevention from deep freezing of the plant material. So we watch every year is new, and just hope that the right set of conditions come together that's going to favor a good crop.
Christofferson says the crop is typically resilient against winter weather. He says there could be problems, though, if snowpack repeatedly thaws and freezes on the crops. Veteran state lawmaker Jenna Netherton is leaving the legislature. The Republican senator from District 10 in the Sioux Falls area is leaving for what she calls work and family reasons. Since she's served in two complete legislative sessions during her term, her replacement would not serve during a regular session. Instead, they would take part in a special session or interim committee. Governor Dennis Stuttgart will make the final appointment. He is asking the public to nominate candidates to fill Netherton's vacancy. More news, listen.stpb.org. Good evening. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.